Hello, and welcome back to the Ayurveda Glow podcast, a place to discuss how the ancient wisdom of Ayurveda can be applied to your modern everyday life to help you feel vibrant in mind, body, and spirit, enjoy optimal health, and glow from the inside out. I'm your host, Katrina, an Ayurvedic health counselor and plant-based nutrition advocate based in Santa Monica, California. Through this podcast, I'll be sharing with you what I'm learning in the areas of plant-based nutrition, sleep, yoga, meditation, and a variety of holistic mind-body approaches to optimal health. I aim to explore each of these areas through the lens of Ayurveda. In this episode, I want to share an Ayurvedic self-care practice that has become one of the most important rituals in my morning routine. In fact, it's one of the first things I now do upon waking up. And that practice is, drumroll, the practice of oil pulling. Now, if you're like me when I first learned about oil pulling, you may be asking, what is oil pulling? Well, oil pulling is an ancient Ayurvedic practice that involves swishing coconut oil or sesame seed oil around in your mouth to pull bacteria and toxins out of the mouth. In Ayurveda, this practice of oil pulling is referred to as Kavala Graha. Now, the way it works is that the bacteria in your mouth is made of cell membranes that are fat soluble, which means that they literally adhere to the oil you're swishing around in your mouth and detach from your teeth and gums. As a result, this practice helps to prevent cavities and disease and is a great way to promote healthy teeth and gums. As a bonus, oil pulling is also considered one of the best ways to naturally whiten your teeth. Now, whenever I learn of an Ayurvedic practice with reported health benefits, I like to see what modern science may reveal about the practice as well. And in the case of oil pulling, there are a number of scientific studies that support and confirm its benefits. One study, for example, shows that oil pulling is as effective as chemical mouthwash in supporting oral health and reducing the bacteria count in plaque and saliva. Another study shows that oil pulling is as effective as chemical mouthwash in reducing halitosis, otherwise known as bad breath. And finally, another study shows that oil pulling with extra virgin coconut oil helps to reduce plaque associated with gum disease, gingivitis. I'll be sure to share links to each of these studies in the show notes below. In my own practice of oil pulling, I've noticed that my teeth, gums, and mouth feel significantly cleaner after oil pulling. Meanwhile, I'm also paying more attention now to the color of my teeth for the next 30 days of this practice. Because I eat a lot of blueberries and I drink tea daily, and until recently, I was enjoying a cold brew coffee regularly, all of which contributed to leaving stains on my teeth. So I'm doing this oil pulling practice in the morning and in the evening and monitoring the color of my teeth to see if there's a noticeable difference. And I'm hoping that my teeth also become a bit whiter as a result of daily oil pulling. So stay tuned because I'll be sure to follow up in another episode on the results of this experiment. So the next question is, how do you oil pull? Well, the good news is it's a pretty straightforward and simple process. All you need to do is take a tablespoon, or if you're just starting out, half a tablespoon of organic coconut oil or sesame oil and swish it in your mouth for about 20 minutes. It's best if you do this on an empty stomach before breakfast and before you drink or eat anything. The key to remember is that you don't want to swallow it. You simply want to hold it in your mouth for about 20 minutes, which if you're using coconut oil is about the time it takes to develop a milky consistency. Now, depending on the temperature, the coconut oil may be solid when you first put it in your mouth, but rest assured it will dissolve and melt within about 30 seconds. From there, you simply hold it in your mouth for about 20 minutes and allow the bacteria and toxins to do their thing, which again is to simply attach to the oil. Then, after 20 minutes, spit out the oil into a bin or trash can, and be sure you don't spit out the oil into the sink or toilet because at room temperature, the oil will solidify and this could clog your pipes. So once you spit out the oil, you can clean and rinse your mouth with water and spit that into the sink. And my practice is, after oil pulling, I also brush my teeth after I rinse my mouth with water. And that's it. It's really that simple. Again, the potential benefits of oil pulling is that it can help to prevent bleeding gums, reduce gingivitis or gum disease, help prevent bad breath, and it may help to naturally whiten your teeth. Now, there are a few precautions to be aware of. First, remember that the oil attracts the bacteria and toxins in your mouth, so you want to swish the oil and hold it in your mouth, but not swallow it. It's for this reason that oil pulling is not for infants or young kids or anyone who may accidentally swallow the oil. Now, it took me a couple times to get used to holding the oil for 20 minutes in my mouth, but I've gotten into the habit of doing other things during the oil pulling practice, so now the time goes by so much faster. Finally, it's important to remember that oil pulling is a supplement to your oral care. You still need to continue brushing and flossing your teeth as well, of course. And after you spit out the oil in a bin or trash can, be sure to brush and floss. Okay, so together, these practices, oil pulling, brushing, and flossing, will help to support your oral health, and because oral health is connected to the health of your entire body, you'll be supporting your overall systemic health in mind and body as well. Within a week or so, most people notice a cleaner mouth, and for me, I'd have to say that even after the very first time, the first 20 minutes of this oil pulling practice, my mouth felt noticeably cleaner and healthier. It may take up to a month though to notice healthier gums. The takeaway is that the ancient Ayurvedic practice of oil pulling using coconut oil or sesame oil is a simple, inexpensive way to support your oral health. And we all know it's a lot easier to prevent gum disease and plaque than it is to deal with disease and dental decay once it appears. This brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed this episode on oil pulling as a natural way to improve your oral health, breath, teeth, and gums. For healthy gums, whiter teeth, and better breath, try oil pulling and see how it goes. Does your mouth feel cleaner? Do you notice your teeth are a bit whiter? Let me know in the comments below. I'm so excited to share more in future episodes. If you found this podcast helpful, please subscribe and share with anyone you think may benefit. Also, if you'd like to support this podcast, please rate and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your rating and review will help more people to find this podcast. Thank you so much for your support. Together, we can spread the message of holistic healing to others and co-create a healthier, happier world. Finally, I'd love to connect with you on social as well. You can find me on Instagram and YouTube at Katrina Hepler. And if you have any topics you'd like me to cover on a future episode, please use the hashtag #TheAyurvedaGlow. And if you'd like to learn more about my programs and upcoming workshops, please visit my website at katrinah.com. And I'll be sure to drop links to all of these different places in the show notes below. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you so much. Wishing you a beautiful day.